AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is blaming diversity initiatives for undermining air safety following last night's collision at Reagan National Airport. Trump was asked how he can blame DEI hirings when the investigation is just beginning.
Because I have common sense, okay, and unfortunately a lot of people don't. We want brilliant people doing this. This is a major chess game at the highest level.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's speculation about the accident is disgusting.
It's one thing for internet pundits to spew off conspiracy theories. It's another for the president of the United States to throw out idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered and families still being notified. It just turns your stomach.
67 people are believed to have died in the collision. President Trump's pick to lead the FBI says he doesn't have an enemies list.
President Trump's pick to head the FBI is trying to convince deeply skeptical Democrats he is not out to seek revenge on the president's behalf. In his confirmation hearing, Kash Patel insisted he does not have an enemies list, and as director would not seek retribution for the president or lodge politically motivated probes.
I have no interest, no desire, and will not, if confirmed, go backwards.
Democrats have cast Patel as a Trump loyalist who's repeatedly made controversial statements. Patel says none of that's relevant now.
The only thing that will matter if I'm confirmed as a director of the FBI is a de-weaponized, depoliticized system of law enforcement.
Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse says there's a big difference between the facade around Patel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on the ongoing trial of A$AP Rocky.
Superstar singer Rihanna has appeared for the second straight day at the trial of her partner, rapper A$AP Rocky. She may have outshined key testimony in the case. Rocky is on trial for two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and could get more than 24 years in prison if he's convicted. As Rihanna watched on in the downtown Los Angeles courtroom in her first appearance a day earlier, Rocky's former friend and accuser testified that Rocky pulled out a gun, shot at him, and injured his hands on a Hollywood street in 2021. The man, known as A$AP Rocky, will undergo cross-examination. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The nominee for Director of Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, says big changes are needed to address years of failures of America's intelligence service. Gabbard had a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Intelligence Committee. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.